You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No one can serve two masters. Think about that. You could never serve the Lord and serve or love money at the same time. You could never live for earthly pleasure and heaven. You could never have God in your heart and also love this world at the same time. After all, the Bible says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Now, I'm going to give you three key markers to watch out for in your life. These are meant to be guideposts that help you identify the enemy and keep your life in line with God. The first sign that should alert you to take action is if you find that there is compromise in your life. This is how the devil creeps in. He wants you to compromise. The Bible tells us that God hates lying lips, but the devil will try and get you to compromise. He'll tell you that a white lie isn't as bad. But you see, what he's doing here is that he's blurring moral lines. You begin to compromise. When church leaders, or leaders in general, fall from grace, the fall doesn't happen overnight. It's gradual. It's subtle. It happens because you compromise here and you compromise there. You think you're committing a small sin or a good sin, but there is no such thing. There's no compromise with God when it comes to sin. C.S. Lewis said, "The safest road to hell is the gradual one. The gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts." So this is an important point. Do not get comfortable with compromise. Now, another sign to be wary of is pride. A proud heart is a sure sign of the devil's presence. That's why the Bible says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." The most difficult test of a person's character is not failure. It's when they've had success. Success opens the door to arrogance. Success opens the door to pride. Success opens the door to self-reliance. And this is because it's pretty easy to be humble when you're failing. You're more motivated to pray when you're in pain. You're much more willing to seek God if you're in the middle of difficult and humbling circumstances. But it's just far too easy to take all the credit when things go well. It's easy to become comfortable when everything is good. It's easier to forget to pray, to forget to read God's word when you're in a season of blessing. Oh, isn't this how the devil creeps in? A proud heart doesn't seek the Lord because that person feels as though they have enough resources, enough skill, enough talent and money to go through life on their own. So don't allow your heart to be filled with arrogance and pride, because that is fertile ground for the devil. The third sign that the devil is creeping in is more of a silent killer, and this is discouragement. Discouragement is a tool from the devil, and he uses it to choke a believer's faith in the Lord. You see, the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Bible says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope," in Romans 15, verse 13. In Romans 14, verse 17, the Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." And finally, John 15, verse 11 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." So you see, it's God's desire that we are filled with joy, but it's the devil's desire that we are discouraged. However, when you see discouragement and depression creeping into your life, fight it. Fight it with the Word of God. Fight it with the Word of truth. Fight it by meditating in the Word of the Lord. In summary,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We should be diligent to the schemes of the devil. Never give the devil the opportunity to enter your heart. This is why it's vital that we always keep our heads buried in the Word of God, because the Word of God will challenge you on a regular basis. The Word of God will pierce through any pride in your heart. It will lift you up and out from a pit of depression, and it will keep you on the straight and narrow road where you do not compromise with sin.
There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide, "I will stand strong and follow the Word of God, regardless of what I will have to give up and who I will have to let go of." There comes a time when you have to decide, "I will stand and do the godly thing. I will forgive even when it's hard to do, even when I've been hurt." There will come a time when you will have to decide to stand in faith, even when you can't see a way out of the situation that you're in. Now today, you may be under attack in some area of your life. You have tried everything to resolve it, but nothing is working. Nothing is changing. Dear friend, this is the time you ought to take a stand and believe. Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. It will break you out of that bondage. Believe in the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. It can set you free. It can give you victory, and it can loose you from any evil hold. It's time to take a stand with the Word of God against the forces of evil. Stand firm. Stand in confidence. Stand in righteousness. Psalm 56, verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" We need to be men and women who put their trust in the Lord. And mind you, you will only ever be able to stand firm when your trust is secured in the Lord. So if you feel stuck, if you feel under attack, remember that the Bible says in Psalm 31, verse 24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Be strong, saints, and stand in faith. As you do this, the Lord is sure to rescue you. And so, as children of God, I believe that it's time to stand. Stand up and lift high His royal banner. You are an ambassador of the Most High. Stand up to the lies of the enemy. Stand up with the truth of the gospel. Stand up with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Stand up in God's strength. And I encourage you, as you stand in faith, pray and ask the Lord to be with you as you stand.
If I can be honest and speak from the heart, I haven't always been saved. I haven't always been the good, strong Christian that some may have thought me to be. I can admit to struggling. Did I love my neighbors as I love myself? Not all the time, because it's hard. It's hard to turn the other cheek. It's hard to be a peacemaker when there are people who test you. It's hard to love all your neighbors because, quite simply, not everyone is a nice person. Not everyone is easy to love. And you know what else is hard? Living a life focused on Christ in a world that offers so many glittery distractions. But here's what I want you to know. Have I found it difficult to live right? Yes. Have I struggled with finding the discipline to pray on a daily basis? Yes. Has there been a day that went by when I didn't open my Bible? Of course. But here's what I found. As I reflected on my walk with God, I realized that the reason for my struggles, the thing that has caused me to have such a tough time, is the fact that I've been so reliant on my own strength. I've tried to do things on my own, but by myself, of course, I would find it hard to be at peace with all men, especially when they do me wrong. But if I pray for grace, if I allow the Holy Spirit to operate freely within me, I have the strength to let things go. I'm not going to be bothered by the petty things. Not everything done to me is worth me getting upset about. By myself, it's hard to live a life focused on Christ in a world that offers so many glittery distractions. But if I pray for strength, if I admit my shortcomings, then His grace is sufficient for me. God's power is made perfect in my weakness. By myself, I just have too many limitations. I have emotions that mislead me. I have feelings that tempt me. I have thoughts that cloud my judgment. This is why you shouldn't try and rely on your own power and might. Because we all will fall short eventually if we try and do things on our own. So you may be in a position where, like me, you're struggling to do the work of God, to live righteously, to live a life pleasing to God. Well, I'd like to tell you to start calling on the strength of God. Because on your own, you'll never be able to win this battle against the devil. You need the power, the wonder-working power that's in the blood of Jesus. You need the power from the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Jesus said that because he knew that we would find it difficult to face life with our own strength. We're limited in our wisdom, in our knowledge. So we need the power and might that comes when we receive the Holy Ghost. Hear me when I say, that we can and we should live by the power that's in the name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." And so what that means for us is that when it's hard, when it's difficult, and we feel weak, that is when we should call on the power that's in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.